Hello, Sui Leid and my Govanin, to all my elf friends, and a special hello this morning, of course, to my friends on Token Online. I love being part of actually many communities, one of them being here at KUCI, a part of the DJ community here. And if you are interested in ever becoming a KUCI DJ, you might want to check out our website at kuci.org. There is a DJ training coming up, I believe just starting next week or this week. And if in case you're interested and ever thought, you know, gosh, what would it be like to have a radio show, you can check that out. Come and take training. It's 1 hour, one night a week for 8 weeks. Learn all about what the FCC requires. Take some intern on some shows. Take the training with the technology. There's just a whole dimension of things that you get to learn and a lot of really wonderful people to help you. Then you make a demo tape and submit it, and if they're crazy enough, they just might give you a show. Whether maybe that's a music show, maybe you want to come and spin some music, anything from jazz to reggae, zydeco, hip-hop, folk, classical. We have it all here at KCI. So anyway, please check out our website for information about our upcoming trainings. And I'm also part of an online community that has been a great joy for me, part of my Tolkien community. So I want to say a special hello this morning to my friends on Tolkien Online, which is at actually theonering.net. And it's funny because every Thursday morning now I have friends that listen, and it's wonderful to have friends that are listening from all over the world. So this morning I see Vanna is here from listening up from in Washington, Silver Scribe up in Canada. Ro is listening in, yay, down from Escondido. Aaron Hugh, oh gosh, all the way from over on the East Coast. Petador from Texas. And I never know who else, you know. It's just, it's wonderful to be part of a community. And I would really just also recommend to you, in case you have a secret, not even necessarily a secret passion, but something that you're passionate about and you can't find people that share your passion, you might just want to check into an online community, whether that's quilt making or Lord of the Rings or Harry Potter or fishing or golfing or painting. There's always ways to connect with other people that share your passion. So you may be wondering, what is this show about? This What Would Arwen Do? Well, this is the show where I ask, if a Middle Earth elf lived today in Orange County, what might her life look like? How would she celebrate and support the arts, music, her community, and the preservation of Earth, its beauty, resources, and creatures? Some people ask, what would Jesus do? I ask, what would Arwen do? In Tolkien and the Lord of the Rings, A Guide to Middle Earth, Colin Duryea writes, in his invented mythology of Middle Earth, Tolkien intended that his elves were an extended metaphor of a key aspect of human nature. This, quote, elven quality in human life was a central preoccupation of Tolkien's. Elves, like dwarves, hobbits, and the like, partially represent human beings. In Tolkien's mythology, elves represent what is high and noble in humans. In particular, they represent the arts in their highest form, work done in the image of God and his created world. And I believe that this, quote, elven quality exists in every single person today and yearns for expression through gifts of creativity, nobility, and service to others. And my hope and passion is that those of you listening would find inspiration for your creative gift to bring it into the world and manifest it, not only to enrich your own life, but the lives of others around you. And so I like to have people on every once in a while, people you can hear from, artists, musicians, everyday heroes, and just people who are creative, people that I encounter that I feel are making a difference in the world around them. And I've mentioned before that I'm involved with yoga. I am the yoga elf. And if you have questions or interest about that, you can always email me at theyogaelf@yahoo.com. That's theyogaelf@yahoo.com. But I believe the elves were doing yoga before it was called yoga. And even though there are yoga Sanskrit words for many things like Tadasana and tree pose, there's also Elvish words. So in Tadasana, one of my favorite poses, mountain pose, there's also way back predating humans when the elves were about, there was Elrina, which means crowned with stars. And so in the Silmarillion, which is the history of the elves, I think I love this history of the elves. And actually, I think that even before the elves were doing yoga, the angelic beings were doing yoga. And in Tolkien's mythology, these were the Ainur, who were the offspring of Iluvatar's thought. And one of my favorite of the Ainur is Yavanna, who is the giver of fruits. And I'm going to read a little bit this morning from the Silmarillion in the Valakinta, which is the history of the Ainur, which were the angelic beings, in, as I mentioned, in Tolkien's mythology. But it talks here, it says, the spouse of Iuli is Yavanna, the giver of fruits. She is the lover of all things that grow in the earth, and all their countless forms she holds in her mind, from the trees like towers in forests long ago, to the moss upon stones or the small and secret things in the mold. In reverence, Yavanna is next to Varda, among the queens of the Valar. In the form of a woman, she is tall and robed in green, but at times she takes other shapes. Some there are who have seen her standing like a tree under heaven, crowned with the sun, and from all its branches there spilled a golden dew upon the barren earth, and it grew green with corn. But the roots of the tree were in the waters of Olmo, and the winds of Manwe spoke in its leaves. Kementari, queen of the earth, she is surnamed in the Eldarin tongue. And I love it as I go through along my travels in the world. I not only teach yoga, but I take yoga, and I love taking classes with different teachers. And I love yoga because there are so many things to discover and learn about yoga and through yoga. And I love that it is becoming so popular in America and finds many ways of expression. There are those who love the classical ways of yoga and take more of a purist path, but I also love that as things come into the world, we can take them, make them our own, excuse me, and find our own unique expression for them. And so, especially here in America, we see lots of different types of yoga coming. You know, there's Anusara and Shivamukti and Ashtanga. But what I love about yoga is that there's a yoga for everybody. And not everyone comes to yoga for the same thing. I came just to find some flexibility and discovered a whole world of wonderful people and a wonderful way of being in the world that really just enriched my life. And as I mentioned, I often go and take classes because I like to learn from other people, learn from other teachers, be in the presence of other teachers. And one of the things I love very much about yoga too is it always, the teachers honor the tradition that they come from and the teachers who have brought them to the place that they are. And I think that's a wonderful thing, to honor those who have helped us along our path. And so sometimes I go to yoga classes and it's just a really good workout and that's fine. And other times I go and it's a wonderful restorative experience. But every once in a while I go to a yoga class and I feel as though I've entered into a very sacred place and have a very unique experience, kind of being transported to another place, almost like a little retreat. And so I'm very excited this morning because my guest this morning is going to be Katricia Moskos. I hope I'm saying her name right. She's going to be coming on in just a few moments. But this was my experience last Sunday morning when I went to take her class. I was just kind of rushing around, but I was excited that I had some time to go and take a yoga class. And I came and I was just a few minutes late and I came in and sat down. And then just within a few moments, this lovely creature came in. I mean, she looked so elven to me, just elegant and graceful and with this soft, wonderful voice. And literally within a few moments, I was calmed. And even though I was doing it, I was bringing my attention into the room and bringing my awareness into my own body, she was guiding me And the entire room just filled with a sweetness. And as she was talking and sharing some things of her own experience along her path of yoga and guiding us through some breathing exercises, it was just such a wonderful thing. And this class was very full. I've never been in a class before that was so full, and yet it felt, I just felt like it was, I didn't feel crowded. I just felt like it was just this wonderful energy. And for the next hour and a half, I was transported to a magical place. And that's one of the things that yoga can actually do, which I think is a very elven type of quality. We hear about the elves would actually, in times of old, would their minstrels would play and had the ability to transport the listeners into the dreams of song and make the visions of what they sang appear before them. And so it was lovely. I spoke to Katricia after the class and asked if she would be, if she would consider coming on the show this morning. So today I'm kind of devoting the show today to yoga. The fifth annual Yoga Journal conference is coming up in just about a week up in San Francisco. And the folks up there have graciously given a press pass to myself and to Coco B, who does the show here on KUCI on Wednesday mornings, every other Wednesday mornings. She's the host of Yogi World. And so we're going to be flying up to San Francisco, taking some classes, interacting with other people who are passionate about yoga. And I love going to these conferences. This will be my second one. Last year when I went, I had been doing yoga and falling in love with yoga, but it was so wonderful to just go someplace and meet so many other people who were involved in yoga in so many different ways. Some people taking it into juvenile hall, some people teaching at their local studio, some people taking yoga and doing yoga on the beach or in the mountains and retreats. And it was just wonderful to discover how big and how diverse this world of yoga was. And so that was actually 1 year ago, just as I was kind of fairly new getting involved with yoga. And so now we're going up again, and next week we'll be talking a little bit more about that. Coco B and I will be doing a little interview together. So if you're interested, I think you can still get into that conference. You can visit the website at www.yjevents.com, or even just Google the Yoga Journal San Francisco conference, and I'm sure that you can get there. It's going to be up at the Hyatt Regency, and you can come and join us and have 3 or 4 days of a wonderful yoga experience. And even if you're just very new to yoga, it's a great way to just find out what this thing called yoga is all about. So I'm going to cut to just a little bit of music in just a moment. I'm actually going to be playing a yoga song, or actually, what's a yoga song? In the world of yoga, there's wonderful music. Some of it has to do with chanting or different things like that. And so I love to find yoga-inspired music. A lot of times it's music and it's used in yoga class. And sometimes it has singing in Sanskrit, which is all always beautiful. This is actually from a CD called Sacred Earth, and it's called Raja with Trees. And then if you'll just stay with us in just a few minutes, first I have a special giveaway this morning, compliments of our friends at Yoga Works, where Katricia teaches, and we'll find out a little bit more about her schedule if you'd like to go and have that magical experience with Katricia. But we have 1 week of free yoga over at Yoga Works, and Sabina is here this morning, sweetly manning the phones. Thank you, Sabina, for being here. And so she's going to answer the phones if you'd like to have a free week of yoga. And then if you'll just stay with us when we come back, again, my guest this morning is going to be Katricia Moskos, and she is the founder and creator of Katricia Oils and Creams. She also teaches yoga, has been teaching for some time. You'll find out a little bit more about that. She does a women's seminar, which is wonderful. I'm so excited to hear about this. It's called The Power and Beauty of Yoga for Women, Living Your Yoga, Healing Your Life. And we'll find out a little bit more about that and some upcoming seminars. And she also does yoga with her husband, a couple seminar that's going to be coming up. How wonderful is this? Her husband, Gio, does power yoga. And so he's a yogi in his own right. So if you'll stay tuned, we're going to be hearing from Katricia this morning. And in case you're online and want to look up her website even before we come on the air, her website is Katricia Oils. It's K-A-T-R-E-S-H-A oils.com. And so anyway, that'll give you a little something, and please stay tuned. In the meantime, first I'm going to play, just for my friends, my Tolkien friends, we're going to hear a little bit from Professor Tolkien himself, from this audio collection, just a very, very short piece of Professor Tolkien reading from Treebeard, and he's going to be reciting Treebeard's song, and then we'll hear Raja with Trees. This is KUCI in Irvine, 88.9 FM, and streaming live on the internet at kuci.org. KUCI, the best radio station in the history of Middle Earth.
Bird fell silent, striding along, and yet making hardly a sound with his great feet. Then he began to hum again, and passed into a murmuring chant. Gradually the hobbits became aware that he was chanting to them. In the willow meads of Tassarinan I walked in the spring. Ah, the sight and the smell of the spring in Nandasarion. And I said that was good. I wandered in the summer in the elm woods of Ossiriand. Ah, the light and the music in the summer by the seven rivers of Ossir. And I thought that was best. To the beaches of Neldereth I came in the autumn. Ah, the gold and the red and the sighing of leaves in the autumn in Tower and Eldor. It was more than my desire. To the pine trees of the highland of Dothanion I climbed in the winter. Ah, the wind and the whiteness and the black branches of winter of an Orthuin. My voice went up and sang in the sky. And now all those lands lie under the wave, and I walk in Ambarona, in Tower, in Morna, in Aldalome, in my own land, in the country of Fangor, and where the roots are long, and the years lie thicker than the leaves in Tower and Morna Loam.
And that, Professor Tolkien, reading Treebeard's song. And if you'd like to call in for that free week of yoga, I suppose I should give you the phone number, and that's 949-824-5824, 949-UCI-KUCI. So 924-824-5824 for 1 week of free yoga. Compliments of our friends at Yoga Works. And here is Raja with Trees. Earth with a little track called Raja with Trees. That's one of my favorite songs to do tree pose to, and it actually works out really nicely because it's about 4 minutes long. So that's from a CD called Divine Devotion. I am Tani Tenuviel. This is What Would Arwen Do on every Thursday morning, 9 to 10 a.m., a Middle Earth Elf's perspective on life. So in case you are just tuning in, and again, a special hello to all my elf friends out there, Suileid and my Govanin, especially to my friends online at theonering.net, Tolkien Online. Always wonderful to be part of larger communities. So I'm very excited. As I mentioned, my special guest this morning is Katricia Maskios, the founder and creator of Katricia's Oils and Creams. She's also a yoga instructor, teaches at Yoga Works, does a women's seminar, which she does not only here in Southern California and America, but all around the world. It's called The Power of Yoga, The Power and Beauty of Yoga for Women, Living Your Yoga, Living Your Life. And we'll find out a little bit about, I think she has one of those seminars coming up right here in Orange County. And I'm going to tell you just a little bit about Katricia before I bring her on. Katricia, the woman whose heart and soul are behind her products, was born in Perth, Australia. Not only did her good fortune extend to becoming Miss Sunshine of Australia, an international photographic model and TV personality, but her travels led her to the London College of Beauté, where the foundation was paved for her to become a consultant to major cosmetic companies and eventually finding herself at the helm of her own entrepreneurial enterprise. As in most things that are truly inspired, Catricia's oils sprang into being after she suffered a severe automobile accident. Somewhere in that magical place between life and death, Catricia awakened with a determination to formulate a natural oil product to aid in her own healing and rejuvenation. The results were startling. Seeing the remarkable results, her friends started asking her for oils. Today, her flawless outer beauty is only matched by her inner glow that she radiates from within. And I will have to say that I certainly know that, as I mentioned earlier, going to her yoga class last Sunday morning, it was just a wonderful, magical experience. It was like taking a retreat into a magical place for about an hour and a half. So, Catricia, welcome this morning to the program. And Maigavainen.
Good morning. I'm delighted to be here. It's just wonderful.
Well, could you, I find your story so fascinating, but could you tell us first how long you've been involved with doing yoga?
Yes, I actually started in Sydney, Australia.
Oh.
And then I decided to be a faith healer.
Now,
and
how long ago was this?
This was over 30 years ago.
See,
now.
Wow. Mm.
And then I moved to the Philippines, lived in a small grass hut, and decided to be a faith healer. That was a part of my life.
Uh-huh.
And then I ended up in America studying nutrition, and I met a woman that said, I'm going to this yoga school in Mexico.
Mm.
And this lady called Indra Devi lives there. There's no one there. And we arrived, and it was a teacher's training. So I ended up staying there for 3 months and doing my teacher's training, and that was in 1975. So I've really been teaching yoga ever since.
My goodness. So you've actually, I mean, I love that yoga is so popular nowadays here in America. There's so many different ways to get involved with yoga and so many different styles of yoga. I think every once in a while I hear someone say, oh yeah, I took a yoga class one time. It just didn't work for me. And I thought, you can't just take one yoga class. There's so many different styles and teachers. It'd be like saying, well, I ate a Brussels sprout one time and now I just don't like vegetables.
There are just so many forms. But it all comes from Hatha Yoga.
Mm-hmm.
Everything from yoga has just evolved from there.
Uh-huh.
But yoga is just such a wonderful thing for anyone can do it at any age.
Mm-hmm.
Start now. Keep on going forever.
Yeah.
And you just do what you do, and it's just so miraculous.
Absolutely.
I actually met my husband in Mexico at the yoga school.
Oh.
At teacher's training that long ago. And I think the most amazing thing has just been to watch someone who started teaching yoga 30 years ago as a full-time position.
Mm-hmm.
And we traded for apples, traded for beans, people made us pillows. I mean, it's come a long way since we started,
uh-huh,
you know, teaching yoga. And to watch him grow and change, and he actually developed power yoga,
mm-hmm,
a very flowing form of yoga. And he was written up in Fitness Magazine in 1983.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been a long time that we've watched yoga evolve to what it is today. And it's really, really wonderful that so many people now are finding it.
Yes.
Because for your health and well-being, there's nothing like it.
Oh, absolutely. Because, you know, I came to it, you know, to develop some flexibility. But then what I discovered was, oh my gosh, that was just a little teensy icing, mm-hmm, on the cake, mm-hmm, you know, developing body awareness, thinking about my breath, connecting with my breath, being present in my body. I feel like now, before I was doing yoga, I felt like I had a body, and I was like, you know, yes, it was where, you know, my spirit was, but I didn't feel like I inhabited my body and enjoyed and honored my body as this, mm-hmm, wonderful, you know, environment. I mean, it carries me everywhere I go. It's the means by which I interact with the world through my senses. And it's just wonderful. I mean, I don't know that I would have discovered that, you know, had I not really kind of just gotten involved in yoga and spent time. I mean, even if people just come to it simply for relaxation or for stretching, I love yoga because it can be, your path for yoga can be whatever it is for you, you know, which is very different from what it may be for, you know, your girlfriend or your boyfriend or your next door neighbor.
Yes, we all just find what we need. And if we can grow every year, I think that's a really wonderful New Year's resolution every year. I think to myself, I hope I can become a better woman this year than I was last year. And I think that if in yoga we can feel that way, that every year we just get better and better, mm-hmm. and we feel better about ourselves, and we're more in tune with who we are, and we have a wonderful, happy life. That's mm-hmm. what it's all about.
Well, I love, now that you mentioned that, that was something that you mentioned in our class last Sunday morning. And this is the time of the year where people are, you know, making New Year's resolutions. And sometimes they're, you know, people say, well, I don't make New Year resolutions anymore because I don't keep them. Well, I don't think that that's necessarily a reason to not make them. But I loved that you shared about that resolution that you have, because I thought, now, you know what, that's such a wonderful thing and a very doable thing. Could you just, you know, reiterate
yes.
that again?
It started a few years ago when I was thinking, what's my New Year's resolution this year?
Uh-huh.
And I suddenly thought, it'd be really nice to be able to grow and become a more special woman this year than last year, mm-hmm. whatever that may mean.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next year, I kept thinking, what else could I have this year? What do I need? And I kept thinking, well, if I just become a more... grow in myself and become more special this year than last year, that would be a good path.
Uh-huh.
And so that's what I do every year. I just try to keep on growing and try to learn from my mistakes and try to mm-hmm. be happier and live lightly.
Mm-hmm.
I like yes. that too. I like the idea of being light and happy and free. I think that's a really nice, wonderful thing to work towards.
Absolutely. And that's what's so wonderful and fun about yoga, you know, because, I mean, we can get really serious about things, but I love that also we could just be light. You know, sometimes I think we take everything so seriously mm-hmm. and we forget to open to just grace and fun and wonderment mm-hmm. And be playful. You know, we can be playful in our downwards. And it's so funny because I love how you refer to downward dog as downward stretching dog, because it's just, that's the first time I'd heard it, but I thought it's perfect, because you know, when you see dogs, you know, stretching like this, they're actually stretching. And so you can even be playful in your downward stretching dog.
Exactly. And you know, it doesn't matter what you do in yoga, you just start wherever you are. And the great thing about it is you become more aware of your body, you become much more in tune with your spirit and who you are and where you are, which is just absolutely perfect anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And then you become more aware of what you put in your body, in the way of foods, in the way of thinking, and definitely in the way of talking to ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that when we do that, we can be much lighter in a being and
absolutely.
Much lighter and freer in our thoughts.
Absolutely. Again, my guest this morning is Katricia of Katricia Oils and Creams. And if you'd like more information about Katricia, both her teaching schedule and her seminars and her oils, you can visit her website at katriciaoils.com. Again, Katricia, it's Katresha oils.com. Or her phone number is 949-637-3442. So, Katricia, I want to ask, so were you doing yoga first, and then how did kind of your, these seminars and your line of skincare, how did that come about? Could you tell us a little bit about your story there?
Yes, my skincare actually came about, I had gone to school, as you mentioned, in England. I'm
mm-hmm.
Australian, but I went to school to do with skin and nutrition, and I didn't really use it at that particular time. And then many years later, I had a very bad car accident, actually right after I arrived in America.
Mm.
And when I came out of hospital, I broke my hip and my back, and I crushed my lower internal organs, and I had a lot of issues. And when I came out of hospital, of course, they were more worried about the inner side than they were the outer.
Uh-huh.
And I got a message to make this oil for myself.
Mm.
And the message was, take out all the fillers and just keep the pure essence.
Mm.
And that's what I did. And I put it on my face, and it didn't sting, it didn't burn, it didn't hurt. I was so happy. I put this oil all over my face and my neck and my décolletage, and I went, oh, this is wonderful. And then I just kept perfecting it. And then I decided if I put plants into the oils and then use the ancient way of healing, so I put the oils then in the sun with the plants in them, energize them, strain it all, and then the best vitamins in the world are added. So it's not just like a normal little oil. It's really, really mm-hmm. special. and it's really healing. So that's really how it started. And then it just continued to grow over time. And one day I used to look at everything that was in creams in stores, and I'd go, I really need to have something that's pure, natural, and organic.
Mm-hmm.
And I was before green was green, you know.
Yeah, that's kind of a recent thing.
Exactly. But I wanted things that were pure and good, and I formulated the cream in the beginning in my kitchen, and my eye cream as well.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yes,
though.
But now
many good things happen in the kitchen.
Exactly, my little kitchen in Laguna Beach, California. But now, of course, I have it formulated. I've made it a lot better than it was. I just actually reformulated my cream and added things like more S2C, which is an unbelievable antioxidant.
Mm.
And I have alpha lipoic acid, which also is that too.
Mm-hmm.
Just for your listeners, if ever you don't feel well, take some alpha lipoic acid. It helps to build up your immune system as well as work on your skin. And I just decided, and then I developed a scar oil for a woman that got bitten by a dog.
Oh.
So that's in my line as well.
Oh.
And I have new products coming very soon as well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a great serum and an exfoliating mask. So over time I've grown, and it was really, yoga started really before my skincare.
Mm-hmm.
And I started with seminars for women. And it's the same seminar, The Power and Beauty of Yoga for Women.
Mm.
Because I felt power, my husband developed power yoga. And he's been written up in a lot of magazines. He's written his own books.
He has a DVD that you can get at YogaWorks.
Yes, the DVD at YogaWorks.
Uh-huh.
And it's just, it's so wonderful because power is your own innate power deep inside your being.
Mm-hmm.
And when I started my yoga seminars, it was the power and the beauty of yoga for women.
Mm-hmm.
Because we need to have that inner strength. But it's so nice to have beauty things that we can do to enhance the outside.
Absolutely.
Like feel beautiful inside, but enhance the outside.
Absolutely. Because we're a whole
exactly.
being.
Exactly. So with my seminars, we do yoga. I teach forms of relaxation, meditation, energy work. But I always teach a potion you can make in your kitchen at home.
Oh,
anyone
really?
Can make it.
Oh.
Always. Every seminar I do a different one. And I always teach a cleansing technique.
Mm.
Something to clean out the body, because I'm a great believer in that. And my background, skin and nutrition, I've always been into cleansing,
mm-hmm.
healing.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband and I do a lot of retreats,
mm-hmm.
With cleansing, yoga, and hiking. And that's what we've done for over
Ooh,
20 years together.
That sounds like fun. Mm. Now, do you have something of that coming up?
We do those all around the world in all different places. And we will, in time to come, we hope to have a center where other yoga teachers and people can come and regroup, because they need it as well. You know,
right.
all teachers, people that give out so much energy and life and love to so many other people. So we will be doing that in the future.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. Yes. I can't wait to hear about that. I hope your yoga center is somewhere around here.
Oh, we hope so too, but we're working it. It's going to be coming very, very soon. But
now
the power and beauty of yoga for women,
mm-hmm.
just so people know, if they live close by,
mm-hmm.
this one is actually going to be in Newport Beach in Orange County at YogaWorks, and it's going to be on March the 22nd in the afternoon. So, women can come there from 2:30 to 4:30.
Oh,
wonderful. That is the time, yes, during that time.
So we'll get to do yoga. Well, first off, we'll get to spend time with you, which is a treat just in itself.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And we'll get to do some yoga and learn about some, skin care things.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll also get to learn how to make a potion right in our own kitchen. I just love that.
Isn't that great? And anyone can do it. And it's all from natural things that most people have in their kitchen. If not, you can just pick up and do, which is really great.
Well, that's wonderful, because I think I love Ayurveda, which is a sister
mm-hmm.
science to yoga.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things I love about Ayurveda, which I think is also very elvish, we read in the Silmarillion, we read about Galadriel and her maidens who had made cloaks and some things for the fellowship, and it talks about how the elves put the thought of all they love into all they make. And I love that about Ayurveda, because in Ayurveda, it's not only about cooking with good vegetables and good ingredients, but it's also about putting love into the thing that you cook.
Exactly.
And that energy translates to those that enjoy it. And so I love this idea about even, I mean, you could buy something off the shelf, but who knows, you know, I mean, you absorb a lot of things through your skin.
Yes, the skin's the biggest organ of the body, so everything you put on the skin goes right into your bloodstream.
So here you can actually, you'll know exactly what is in it. You can formulate your own things, even pour some of your own love, self-love into your potion for yourself and for your family.
That's the most important.
So they're not only getting something that's natural and organic, but it's infused with the love that you can put into it. I love that.
And that's why when we do our cleansing, healing, yoga, hiking seminars, I actually do all the food. And it's beautiful to look at. But the thing is that before we eat, we always give a little thanks for it. Mm-hmm. And as I'm making it, I always put energy into it.
Uh-huh.
And with each bottle of the face oil that I make, I do the same. I always say, you know, please may this heal people like it healed me.
Mm.
And I do that always when we put in its little black velvet bag or when I have my, you know, groups of products made. So we always work. Love is the most important thing of all.
Yes.
And actually this Friday night, getting back to love, I'm doing a little talk. It's actually a little yoga, but mainly visualization meditation. And it's getting back to the heart of yoga.
Mm.
And it's free or a donation. And it's at Yoga Works in Laguna Beach this Friday night. And it starts at 7:30 till about 8:45. And the money, you know, our donations will be given to communities in Laguna Beach that need money.
Oh,
women centers
wonderful.
Or wherever we decide to give it, but it will be given, the money will be given. So it's something that I'm just doing.
Oh, I'm planning to come.
So if anyone would like to come to that, they're most welcome as well.
So, and that's for women, right?
Yes, for anyone.
Oh,
that's
open
for anyone. Yes,
so
getting back to the heart of yoga.
Oh,
this
great.
Friday, yes. And then our couple seminar that Gio and I do together that we developed actually we started them in New York City.
Mm.
We were asked to do this couple seminar and we've done them ever since. But it's going to be March the 7th and it's going to be at Yoga Works in Newport Beach, this one. And it's Find Your Connection. And it's actually for couples. Couples, any couple can come. And it's a really, really powerful seminar. Gio and I have been together for over 30 years.
Oh.
We've celebrated our 29th wedding anniversary. We met through yoga. We live a life of yoga and happiness and health. And our seminar is really, we try to pass what we've learned in our experience together. We try to pass that on to other people so they can, you know, maybe live a happy, wonderful life too.
That's wonderful. Oh my gosh. And I'm so glad that you're doing some things here locally. So that is coming up. And if people want information about those events, maybe they didn't get the particulars. I know that the information would be posted on Yoga Works website.
It's on Yoga Works website.
Which is yogaworks.com.
Yes.
And so you can always just go to that website. Again, you'll probably want to go to the, it'll ask you for locations. You'll want to go to Orange County and then click on Laguna Beach.
Or Newport Beach.
Or Newport Beach, yes. And will there be information on your own website
yes,
as well?
Yes, we always update, yes. It's Katresha, K-A-T-R-E-S-H-A, KatreshaOils.com.
Okay.
And we always update those as well. And our seminars are always on my husband's as well.
All of his
class schedule at Yoga Works because he teaches a lot of classes. My husband would be the busiest yoga teacher probably in the world. He teaches, he gets up at 5 o'clock every morning. His first class is 6:30 and he finishes at 8 to 8:30
at
night.
Oh my goodness. When do you see each other?
Oh, we work it out. Don't you worry. We slot in little, actually on Saturday I teach in one room at Yoga Works in Newport Beach, and he starts a class half an hour later in the opposite room.
Oh.
And in Laguna Beach on Friday, we both teach in the opposite rooms. And the other day it was so cute because this couple was standing behind me, two ladies, and they were trying to decide which room to go to.
Uh-huh.
And I listened, and they didn't know I was the teacher because it was a new, I just took over this class. And it was so cute. I said to one of them, now you come with me and you go across the pathway, just right across the hallway to Gio's class, And it was so cute. Later, the people said, well, you can see there's no competition here. I said, absolutely not, because one had been doing yoga a long time, yeah. and that was my level one class. So, you know, sometimes, just like you said, you have to find the right class for you when you yes. start. And if you've never done yoga before, you just start off with, you know, introductory or level one class, and mm-hmm. you just go from there.
Yes.
But up until a few years ago, there was no levels.
Right.
My husband and I have had 5 yoga studios that we've had together uh-huh. over 30 years, and there was never a level. You just went to yoga, you did what you did, you relaxed at the end, you got what you got, and you grew as the weeks went by or the days went by. There were no levels at all. It was just your own level.
Uh-huh.
And I think that's what yoga's not meant to be competitive.
Right.
That was the whole thing about yoga, is you just work wherever you are
mm-hmm.
and you get what you need at the time, and it's non-competitive.
Right.
Which is a wonderful thing for people, because our life is so busy and we're so competitive. We have to be in many businesses, and to be able to go to yoga for an hour and a half and just go into that world and go into yourself and focus inward mm-hmm. instead of always working outward. It's such yes. a brilliant thing to be able to do.
Oh, it's wonderful. And to not have to achieve, especially here in the West, in America. Mm-hmm. I mean, we are, you know, we're all about the American way, the American dream, and we are the land of opportunity. It's a wonderful, beautiful place to be. But we can get very oriented toward, you know, doing more, achieving, you know, getting ahead, you know, and it's wonderful that we can do those things, that we can work hard and mm-hmm. have a lovely place to live
yes.
and make a nice, you know, life for our children. But I think sometimes we need to have a break from all of that achieving, all that striving,
yes.
and just be present with who we are as a person, not be about what we can achieve, mm-hmm. Whether it's in our business or whether it's in our yoga class.
Exactly.
And so yoga gives us an opportunity to practice letting that go mm-hmm. and just being present with ourselves as a person,
yes.
as a person who just wants to enrich their lives, mm-hmm. enrich their health, and be more present, mm-hmm. you know.
Well, when my husband and I were in India, and he actually was invited to Sai Baba, who's one of our wonderful Indian teachers, he was invited to his 50th birthday party.
Oh.
Many, right after we met, actually. And we've been back to India several times together. And one of the most wonderful things written right in Sai Baba's ashram in India was, being is lost in becoming. And I love that. It's like we're already there. We're already who we are. Just live your life today. Have a wonderful time. Lighten up. Enjoy all those things instead
Absolutely.
Of always trying to become something.
Right.
We're already there.
Or living in the future of, when yes. I get this, I'll be happier.
Yes.
When I do that.
No.
No, be happy now.
Now.
There's
now.
No promise for tomorrow.
No.
And, I mean, not to be living in fear of that, but the fact is that we don't know. We don't know what the future holds. And yet, we have this moment now. We live in a place that's, you know, I mean, I feel so grateful to live in Orange County. Fresh air, being by the ocean, you know, just wonderful people and communities that I'm part of with yoga and here at the radio station. I mean, life is wonderful. And that's not to say that things don't happen and difficulties come, but those are opportunities for us to grow as well. But we really only have today. We really only have this moment and then the next and then the next. And if we don't enjoy it, when will? When will we?
I think if we live our life in love, we always win.
Yes, absolutely. Katricia, oh gosh, the time has gone by so quickly. Can you mention again just your website and the two seminars that you have coming up and ways that people can find out about that? I just want to mention also that because I have a lot of friends who are listening in online that are not in this area, so if people are interested about other seminars that you may be teaching in other places, or also perhaps just about ordering from your skincare
yes.
line, they can order through your website, is that
Absolutely.
Correct?
Absolutely, they can do that as well.
Super.
So my website site is Katricia Oils. It's spelled KATRESHA oils.com. I know that's a little difficult, but once you write it, it's easier.
Mm-hmm.
And there's everything about my skincare there and mm-hmm. my seminars as well. And then our seminar, I will be speaking this Friday night, Getting Back to the Heart of Yoga in Laguna Beach, uh-huh. Yoga Works. And then March the 7th, our seminar, Finding Your Connection, our couple seminar. with Gio and myself. That will be on a Friday night, actually, so that'll be really fun.
Uh-huh.
And then on Saturday, March the 22nd, will be the Power and Beauty of Yoga for Women. And, of course, that's only for the ladies.
Yes.
Men can't come to that one. It's only for the ladies. And that's the one on yoga, meditation, visualization, really about finding your own wonderful deep power within. And then our beauty with natural skin products and always a cleansing technique, because I'm such a believer in cleansing out the skin. And then our wonderful center that we're going to open with yoga, healing, health, and we're dreaming about it for people and for all yoga teachers of the world to be able to regroup, because we understand the energy that they give out because we have given that energy ourselves for so long, and we want somewhere that they can also cleanse, do yoga, meditate, hike, and renew themselves so they can go back out in the world and keep their wonderful work going as well.
Wonderful. And so there'll be information about that as it progresses along there on your website.
As it's coming.
So your website, and could you give out Gio's website as well?
It's geospoweryoga.com. So that's G-E-O with an S, Gio's, poweryoga.com. Geospoweryoga.com.
Katricia, thank you so much for being on this morning. This has been so delightful. And it's kind of like just the other day, I kind of just got transported to a magical place. And then next thing I knew, I had an hour was gone and it was time to move on to some other adventure. But thank you so much for being on here this morning.
Oh, it's just been wonderful. And, you know, to all of our listeners, I just want to say, make this the best year you've ever had.
Oh, well, thank you so much. And is there anyone you'd like to say a special hello to? Because I know it's funny, but I don't know. People find it very special when you just kind of mention them by name, because we live in a world, sometimes we depersonalize it. I like personally mentioning some of my friends. So is there anyone that you'd like to say a special hello to?
Well, that's wonderful, because I would. I would just like to say hello to my mother in Australia.
Oh.
Her name is Mavis. She's 86. She came to visit for a month. She hadn't been here for a lot of years. And she really was my very first teacher.
Oh,
and she taught me to be light and to be happy, to always be positive. And she's the most loving person. And whenever I talk to her on the telephone, the first thing she does is laugh. The very first thing, she laughs, and then she speaks.
Oh.
So being my very first teacher, and of course to honor the teachers in our life, Indra Devi is where I trained. Indra Devi was an unbelievable teacher of yoga teachers. And my husband, who has taught me for 30 years, and I've been to the first class he ever taught at Yoga Works. He was the first teacher at Yoga Works.
The
very first teacher at Yoga Works in Orange County.
Mm-hmm.
And there were three of us in the class, and one was me. When we opened our very first yoga studio in Dana Point in 1977, I was also in that class. So that has also been a wonderful, wonderful journey. And if you're lucky enough to find someone to share your life with, you're very lucky.
Yes. Well, Katricia, thank you so much for sharing your gift with the world of your beautiful spirit and your enthusiasm, sharing yoga with people, sharing health and radiance for women. Thank you so much for being in the world, such a sweet fragrance, and for sharing. I wasn't going to give you a big hug over here. So, again, we're just about, I hope you will stay tuned, because coming up in just a few minutes, we have Moms Rock the House. But, Katricia, I will say thank you so much again. Alin Salalumin Amentiovo, a star shines on the hour of our meeting, and I'll look forward. Oh, also, just to mention, too, Katricia teaches weekly over at Yoga Works. So you can visit the Yoga Works website, and just look through the teachers. You can even search by teacher. So you would search for Katricia, K-A-T-R-E-S-H-A. And I believe you teach on Sunday mornings over in Newport Beach. Is that right?
I do, and Saturday mornings in Newport Beach. And then Friday at 10:30 in Laguna Beach.
Great. So just come and have a magical experience with Katricia there any time of the week. You don't have to wait for a seminar. So thank you again so much for being on this morning.
It's an honor. Thank you.
You're welcome. So with that, we are going to have to wrap things up. I'm going to leave you. I want to say again a special hello to my friends who are listening in, all my elf friends. I know last week Emily was listening right here from Orange County and actually tried to call in and somehow I think I disconnected her or something. So in case she's listening this morning, hello to Emily and also to Ro. Let's see, who else is, anybody else has come online this morning? Well, of course, Scribbles. Oh, Tukish Traveler listening all the way from Pennsylvania and Rowanberry. So anyway, if you are not part of a community, you might want to think about becoming part of our community here at KCI by taking the DJ training and maybe getting yourself a radio show, or maybe go online and find some other people who are passionate about what you do, or go down to your local animal shelter, or do some work at your local animal shelter, or work at the Back Bay, preserving the Back Bay over there. Find something that you're passionate about and people to share it with. So I'm going to just play a little bit from Coco Bee's Into the West, who is Coco Bee, who has Yogi World every other Wednesday morning here at KCI. You can visit our website for information about that. She'll be on with me next week as we're about to sail off to the Yoga Journal Conference coming up. And if you'd like information about that, you can still get in. And that's information at yjevents.com, Yoga Journal. The Yoga Journal Conference is coming up in San Francisco next weekend. Lots of fun. And so I will say until next week, Alin Salalomin Mentiovo.